Carrock 955, this is the wash-up. Thanks to Gottings Geelong's Kubota Excavator Specialist. It was 1v2, and it didn't disappoint at Drew Oval. If you were watching a neutral game of footy yesterday and didn't care who won, that's where you wanted to be. And in the end, Colac 10-7-67, St Joseph's 9-11-65. Lucky enough to be joined by Tigers co-coach Rowan McSparran. Row, round of play, top of the ladder. All things being equal, you're going to finish with the minor premiership. You've got Grovedale next week, but that's a massive win for your footy club.
Yeah, absolutely, Timmy. It's good to get a win against quality opposition up in Geelong, so we're happy to get the 4 points.
Take us through the fight closing stages of the game. They're within 2 points of you. How do you hold them out?
A bit of luck, to be honest. They had a couple of chances late to probably put themselves in front, and a couple of them just drifted wide with a little bit of breeze picking up, so we're probably a little bit lucky in the end.
Are you now premiership favourite now that you're on top and should probably take direct route to the second semi-final?
Well, I was actually talking to Carso after the game in regards to that, and even he agrees that I think the top five this year is fairly open, so if someone gets a run on, I think they can cause some trouble no matter who it is in finals.
Yep. Yesterday, you without Adam Garner, can you give us an update on how that turf toe is, and will he be right for next week, or do you just hold him back and go, look, we'll give you as much time as you need and hopefully see you in a second semi?
No, if he's right, he'll play, and much like Zach Seidel, so Zach didn't quite come up yesterday either, so if they're both right to play, we'll play him both.
Yep. You had a debutant yesterday. Dylan Clissold's come in from Otway District, been playing some solid footy in the twos down back and handled himself pretty well from all reports.
Yeah, he did well. He did really well. So he's got a bright future. He's a huge talent. He won the under-21 best junior player down in the CDFL last year. So he's got big raps from Otway, and it was good to get him his first game in such a big game yesterday.
Yep. How do you approach next week against Grovedale? All things being equal, as I said, you beat them next week, but you want to make sure, I suppose, that you get everything right in the way you play and make sure that, you know, once you do hit the deck come finals time, that you're ready to go.
Yeah, that's right. And Grovedale probably got a bit of a free swing at us really next week, so we're going to have to be really cautious that we go up to Burdoo and get the 4 points up there as well. So we'll just be playing the same kind of football that we've been playing the majority of the year and try and sharpen that up leading into the finals.
Yeah. What impressed you most about yesterday, Ray?
Just to grind out such a solid win against a really quality opposition. It wasn't pretty for the majority of the game, and being a smaller oval, there's a lot of contested ball. So just to get the win was good.
Yeah. How much are you looking forward to getting on GMHBA, knowing you've got a little bit more room to play with on a size similar to Central?
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It suits our game style to play on the open spaces, much like a few of the other teams as well. So we just want to get out onto the big spaces and see how we go.
Yeah, absolutely. Ro, great work. Well done. Congratulations on the win. I think it's 12 consecutive wins now for Colac. You haven't lost since round 5, so you've got a nice little streak going and some great momentum. You are the form team of the competition. Well done on the win, and look forward to talking to you throughout September.
No worries. Thanks, Kenny.